Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios from our good friends at the Tawas Bay Players, Sue Duncan. How are you, Sue?
I'm great. Thanks, Kevin.
And Michael Jacot's back. How are you, Michael?
I'm here again.
Yes, you are. You were with us last week, and it's the same subject, just a little different time and a little different event kind of thing, isn't it?
That's right. Last week, we talked about the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater that we're doing with the Knights of Columbus, Murder at Roswell.
That's right.
And if you missed it, you have another chance to see it.
Yeah.
Because we have set up something with the fine people at Perchville, and we're very excited about this. We're hoping that it turns into a tradition at Perchville.
That's
we're going
right.
to present the murder mystery for them again.
So once again, you'll get the chance to see Murder at Roswell. And Sue, this is going to be a part of the whole Perchville celebration then.
That's right, Kevin. The doors will open earlier, though, because we're aiming this at families,
right.
especially families who have teens or young kids, and they're looking for something fun to do on Saturday night. So the doors will open at 4:30, and we will be having basket-type dinners, hamburgers, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, a few fries, some coleslaw, or maybe even a perch sandwich.
Because it takes place at the Area 51 Diner.
Of course,
that's right.
Yeah.
So you got to have diner food. And Neiman's Markets is going to generously defray the cost of all that.
Nice.
So you need a button to get in. Or if you're a kid and you've been to the family tent and you have the wristband, it's just the difference between the wristband and the button.
All right.
So it's a great night of entertainment as well as a good basket dinner at the diner,
now,
Area 51. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And we do want to stress that we're making this a family event. Our thing was that we wanted something for people who come up to visit and see Perchville. If they have their family with them, they have something to do afterwards. And this is going to be a lot of fun. Sure, it's a murder mystery, but it's nothing really gory. Everybody's going to have a lot of fun.
There you go, exactly.
It's a family-friendly murder.
No. And we have got some wild and crazy characters that Michael has found somewhere.
Speaking of Michael, Michael, you wrote this Murder at Roswell.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Wow, so you are the best person to talk about that. If they missed it last weekend at the Knights of Columbus Hall, give us a refresher on exactly what they're going to see.
Okay, well, it takes place at the Area 51 Diner in Roswell, New Mexico, and as everybody knows, some strange things have happened in Roswell in the past involving UFOs and aliens. Well, some strange things are going to happen again. Only this time it's all centered around a murder, and that's against the backdrop of Roswell. And if that's not crazy enough, we have some crazy characters that are going to help move that along.
Yeah.
We have some a crazy old lady who says she has lunch with aliens every Thursday. We have the tinfoil hat guy that's just waiting to be picked up and taken away.
Yeah.
We have an investigative reporter who's going to uncover the truth about Roswell. Truth.
Just a troublemaker is all she is.
Troublemaker,
okay.
Yes. We have a man in black who wanders around and talks into his watch. There's something mysterious going on with that.
All right.
We have a man who claims to be not from around here, and he may be an alien. We don't know yet. He may or may not be. We're going to find that out.
All right.
Well, and he's got a really strange name, too.
Yeah.
So, but we won't go there.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we have the owner of the Area 51 diner. He thinks that all this alien talk is just a bunch of bunk, but he loves the tourist dollars that it brings in for him.
Of course.
And there are all sorts of characters like that are going to make life interesting for people.
And one of them is a murderer.
All
right.
And it's up to the audience to figure out who that is, because they get to question these people through the night.
All right. Wow, it sounds like a fun night. Now, last weekend it was at the Knights of Columbus Hall. This time it'll be at the theater, right?
Oh, no. We're at the Knights of Columbus Hall. They're fixing dinner
for
us again. They are so generous and so helpful.
Oh, very good.
So it's all going to be at the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Super. All right.
It is limited, though, Kevin.
Yeah.
Only 100 people will be seated, and it's first come, first served.
That's right. And the cost on this is...
Zero.
Just you got to have your Perchville
button,
right?
It's a button.
Right?
So,
have a button and come on in and enjoy the fun.
Yeah, what a great idea.
That's our gift to the people of Perchville.
I think it's awesome, and I hope it's going to be a tradition that will continue on. So, again, the doors open at what time?
4:30.
4:30, and then the show starts at?
About 5.
About 5 o'clock.
Well, it depends on how fast people get seated, but there's going to be some snacks and some non-alcoholic beverages available to keep them happy while they chat with some of the characters in the diner.
That's right, just like it happened last weekend. Now, if you showed up last weekend, do you guys change the script around any, you know?
No, not this year.
Okay, all right. So
If you did go to it last weekend and you want to try going to it again on Perchville, well, maybe you know a little something that other people
won't.
That's
right, but keep it to yourself. We want to keep it that way.
Because Roswell is good at keeping secrets.
They are. Very nice. Murder at Roswell, written by our local talent, Michael J. Cott. So if you need the answer, he knows the answer, right?
Oh, I know the answer.
You know the answer. And Sue, I believe...
But the government has told me not to tell.
Oh, no. No, I haven't been let in on the secret yet, and neither have any of the other cast members. Only the murderer knows who's the murderer.
Very good. All right. And again, just like with the one last weekend, come dressed as your favorite UFO hunter or UFO enthusiast.
That is entirely optional. Yeah. You don't have to. We don't make people dress up weird or anything like that. But in our past murder mysteries, we've had people really get into it and get into the theme of the murder mystery. So if you want to come dressed as your favorite UFO hunter or your favorite UFO resident or... whatever you want to do, why, we'll go with it.
Very good. Now, if they want more information, would they go to the website, for the Taos Bay Players, or is this information anywhere?
Well, there is some information on our website about the murder mystery that we did last weekend.
Oh, okay, yep.
But this one for Perchville weekend, everything's on the Perchville schedule and explanation. Yep.
Go to Taos.com. Murder at Roswell, the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, part of the Perchville USA celebration put on by the Taos Bay Players and the Knights of Columbus, right?
In conjunction with the Chamber. We
and
work with them,
the
too.
Chamber, that's right. Well, the writer of this wonderful epic, Michael J. Cott, and Sue Duncan, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
It's going to be an out-of-this-world time.